straight off the block, trying to get a bag. I'm all about my guac, got the people mad. I'm hot about the pot, I came a long way, homie, straight off the block. Straight off the block, trying to get a bag. I'm all about my guac, got the people mad. I'm hot about the pot, I came a long way, homie, straight off the block. Off the block, I had to get it. Back in old step, get on my ass and stay consistent. I learned how to grind it, always on a mission. A couple rap legends told me the game, taught me how to listen. Put my egos to the side, stop believing all the critics. Focus on my mission, I ain't worried about no competition. Find me a model chick that can stay committed. She say she got my back and she know how to go get it. Love me a bad bitch that know how to please me. Catch me in the duck, up in the back, she tryna tease me. Grab her by the hips, hit her with the gym. I'm like an energizer, baby. I got plenty. Stay in my lane, well known in the city. Block major in 10, seeing famous all across the city. Got a rockin' to the beat, in the Texas rockin' with me. Triple D is like my second home, I got my people with me. Straight off the block, tryna get a bag. I'm all about my guac, got some people mad. I'm hot about the pot, I came a long way, homie, straight off the block. Straight off the block, trying to get a bag. I'm all about my guac, got some people mad. I'm hot about the pot, came a long way, straight off the block. Catch me on the block, getting this green. Hot about the microwave, cooking up his cheese. This music going through your ear, skin like fleas. Niggas soft as hell like pizza beans. Watch your hoes flop in the air like bees. My people real cocky when we step on the scene. I'm out to you, better get a load of me. I'm like a deck of cards, I'm the king in these streets. Call me a supplier, I can get you what you need. My pay is way high, I'm on this government spree. Y'all said they hating around, waiting on your money wave. My product off the shelf, I'm rocking new shades. New J, breast cut, save a fade. My old school bent, partner best player made. I got bread on my mind, that's American way. Don't be famous for you trick ass niggas in the hood like Subway. Straight off the block, trying to get a bag. I'm all about my guac, got some people mad. I'm hot about the pot, I came a long way, homie, straight off the block. Straight off the block, trying to get a bag. I'm all about my guac, got some people mad. I'm hot about the pot, I came a long way, homie, straight off the block. Straight off the block.
Man, y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby, King 1033, Sassy, that's me, you dig? This is Famo Nation Forever Radio, you dig? We getting ready to get it in tonight, but I got to start off and I got to say, man, big shouts out to everybody that's been checking out the shows, man. Everybody that's been hitting the replays, hitting that link, man, whether it's online or whether you've been checking it out with us by calling in to the live shows at 319-527-6057, and you've been rocking with us like that. I got to say, man, salute, double salute to y'all, man. Soldier salute to y'all on behalf of Famo Nation Forever. We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. The replays is up. The numbers is up, man. So we greatly, greatly appreciate it. And we're going to keep it coming. We're going to keep it pressing. Big shouts out, man. Also, to all the artists, man, that have sent their music in from MP3. Remember, you got to send it in MP3 and WAV format only. That's the only way you can get in, you dig. And when you send it to the email, chopontheradio@gmail.com, make sure you put your name, your artist name, and the song title. Your name, your artist name, and the song title. You dig? That way we can make sure we get you where we need to get you at, right? So, man, I'm going to do something a little bit different, man, because we got our No Topics Off Limit episode tonight, and I got a few things I'm going to speak on, man. I'm going to give some information out there for artists, key information for artists, especially when you legal and you're getting your stuff right and you're ready to start putting your stuff out there for distribution. You know, that's a big thing, a key thing, too, man, when it comes to artists, especially local. Sometimes we don't focus on that distribution part of it. So I'm going to put some real information out there, man, some facts, man, that you can go check it out. I know a lot of y'all, if you are legal already, then you done came across some of these things. If not, man, this will give you, you know, some insight to some things that you should have in line so you can do that and go on, man, and step to the next level. Also, too, man, we're going to touch on a little bit of Black history, man. I got to put that on y'all because, you know, we're going to be doing our Moment in History segments coming back to the radio show, man. So we got, man, I got over 1,000 and some actual firsthand account slave letters that we're going to be dissecting, breaking down, man, and just, you know what I mean, reading and learning like we used to and getting it in, right? So definitely, we're going to get it in, man. So y'all stay tuned for that. We're going to touch on it. And we got, you never know, man, but we got Big Mike, man. Big shouts out to Big Mike. He going to be checking in tonight as well, so we're going to hear from him. Now, I'm going to sauce y'all up, man. Y'all know how I like to do it, man. I got to sauce y'all up. I got to get you in the mood. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to get it in, right? This is Femo Nation Forever Radio, man. Y'all rocking with me. Baby.
The Morning Show with Vernon and Reggie.
I ain't going to hush you, brother.
Bringing the truth since Deuce came to.
Why would I lie?
Star City Ransom Radio.
Here for the chow.
It's 916 and the 916. Sac City, know I'm repping my shit. Construction work, my niggas touching bricks. While I'm in the studio perfecting my spit, throwing shade on the cap, like where that at? It's the star of the west, put some respect on that. Like son of son, I'm back and doing numbers. Niggas see how I'm moving, no CV1 this.
Yeah. Roger that. Yeah.
I'm sick. I'm on that ill flow. Spit that ether, the type that's gon' burn slow. Bring the gold roast out, I'm on my King Steve. With my jiggers, the way my niggas reppin' the beat. Streets talkin', they all watchin', I'm about to flip it. First nigga out the city who done really kill it. I'm catchin' bodies in 16s, bring out the hearse. I got dope for sale, how you weigh a free verse? Run me my money, I ain't playin', niggas is hungry. Walk around without my squad, cause everybody love me. In the night, it's like doing time with convicts. I can feel them behind bars, no nonsense. Respect my turf, so hell Mother Earth. It's stuck against the whole fucking universe. I put it on, stay on.
This is my own.
I pour the sword from the stone, it's time to take the crown. I always rap where I'm from, it ain't nothing new. Now they watching the cast, this is breakthrough. Exposing the fake side, haters and carbon copies. The real is back,
it's Sacramento for everybody.
I've been indie since Harrison played indie. I've been indie since Anthony was tennis. Rep my city like a mascot, jackpot. Since I had to be there, I ain't talking tank top. 90 Toyota bumping tunes and spitting rhymes. You can't tell me nothing, I didn't came from the grind. I'm out shit, hustle till I fall. It's Spalding, I'ma show him how I ball. Music saved my life, I guess I owe it something. This group has given me so much back that I ain't never front. One mic and I can take my city around the world. I'll be throwing up the west like a nigga hurt. Illuminati rebuke Satan, he can't stop me. Flow got me feeling myself like it's a money. Rhyme scheme, I'm laced up, no scene. Rap scene, I woke it up, no scene. I didn't always rap where I'm from, it ain't nothing new. Now they watching the cap, this is a breakthrough. Exposing the fake side, haters and carbon copies. The real is back, it's Sacramento for everybody. Everybody who really want it. It's back first, everybody know that we coming. It's back first, everybody. To the labels that passed and didn't sign me. Who said I'll figure it out? No timing. Now I'm slamming doors like Martin on them. I don't want them now. Since I started popping my neighbors, they had them rapping like a Rubik's Cube. I didn't panic. Cause I'm real as a gift, organic. Get in or lay down, I don't really care.
I'm about to take my whole city. Everywhere.
I done always rep round front. It ain't nothing new. Now they watching the cap. This is a breakthrough. Goes in the fake side. Haters and carbon copies. It's a really back. It's back up in over everybody. Everybody. Everybody who really wants it. Who wants it? It's back versus everybody. Everybody. Everybody know that we coming. We coming. It's back versus everybody.
It's back versus everybody.
It's back versus everybody.
Everybody.
It's Zach versus everybody.
It's Zach versus everybody.
Woo! Yeah! Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
biggest salute out to Real Life Music, man. Y'all already know what it is. Big shout out to Blackout, too. Hey, if you missed that interview session with Blackout, man, y'all go check out the interview session with Blackout. Scroll back and find him, man. Very, very dope cat, man. Cool brother on his grind, doing his thing out his way, man. Much salute to him. Man, we might got to get him on the show or do a check-in with him, man, because he's been making a lot of moves. But I got to step to the hometown, man. We got to put the hometown in, man. We talk a lot, man. We talk. We put a lot of information out there, man. We be talking on a lot of different topics and stuff. Sometimes we got to give it to the artists. Let the artists get their shine in, man. So we got to step to the hometown, man, here in Muskogee, man. Y'all already know. I got to give my brothers some love. Bands up, Rick. It's that Draco. Let's go.
Jumped out the big truck with a Draco. Had a real thick bitch like J-Lo. Big peso, still drink Faco. Me and my amigo stay on fuego. Stack it up like Lego. In a jacked up truck, y'all stay low. Keep it cocked back, don't play pro. Got hitters, they'll do what I say so. Choppers on choppers on choppers. I'm with the mommy and pasta. Play with the gang, I'm out, yeah. All of my homies be bosses. Y'all got my powers, you crossers. Too much drip on me, I'm cautious. If it's a problem, I'm
big, big wheels on a big truck. Ride around all tall, all hyped up. With a click, don't get all hyped up. Chop, chop, stick on deck, yeah, big cup. No fucks to give, we get it, we ballin' and living for real. They hop out the chopper when I want a thrill. They tell me don't change when I get a deal, for real. The money I get, I make it flip. Got high on that gas and take a trip. Chrome on the whip, you see the lip. You standing too close, you gon' feel the drip. We up all night, we do the dash. And something by Dodge, just hella fast. Track that hawk, then spend the cash. You trippin', we spin and double back. I'm just living how I live, cause I'm chasing millions. California, Oklahoma, I'm just country pimping. See that chain, best believe that I got something hidden. If you reach, then it go bang with no fucks given.
Jumped out the big truck with a Draco. Had a real thick bitch like J-Lo. Big peso, still drink Faco. Me and my amigo stay on fuego. Stack it up like Lego. In a jacked up truck, y'all stay low. Keep it cocked back, don't play pro. Got hitters, they'll do what I say so. Choppers on choppers on choppers. I'm with the mommy and pasta. Play with the gang, I'm out, yeah. All of my homies be bosses. Y'all got my powers, you crossers. Too much drip on me, I'm cautious. If it's a problem, I toss it. Load on my clip, I don't toss it. Need rehab. Savant shiny ass rocks like a mess head. Gone head, snatch my chain. I'ma up that thing, then take it up a death bed. Bitch. It's a whole lot of drama to come with the commas, a whole lot of drums to come with the choppers, a whole lot of tears to come out of mamas, I promise. Country, Polk County, motherfucker, play around with Draco, off to Xanax, I go thong. Count up so much money, paper cuts on my thong. Instead of hate on me, beat, going to get you strong.
Cut it through, we them slugs around here, we a little different, yeah. Ain't no whiskey in my cup, I'm Waukesha sipping. Designer suits, gator boots, I'm just country pimping. Throw the ball with a stick, that's just how I'm living.
Jumped out a big truck with a Draco. Had a real thick bitch like J-Lo. Big peso, still drink Faco. Me and my amigo stay on fuego. Stack it up like Lego. In a jacked up truck, y'all stay low. Keep it cocked back, don't play pro. Got hitters, they'll do what I say so. Choppers on choppers on choppers. I'm with the mommy and pasta. Play with the gang, I'm out, yeah. All of my homies be bosses. Y'all got my powers, you crossers. Too much drip on me, I'm cautious. If it's a problem, I toss it. Load on my clip, I don't toss it.
Cut it through, we them slugs around here, we a little different, yeah. Ain't no whiskey in my cup, I'm Waukesha sipping. Designer suits, gator boots, I'm just country pimping. Throw the ball with a stick, that's just how I'm living.
Man, Muskogee stands up, man. So Rick, y'all already know, man. I always like that track right there. That track damn too, man. So, man, look, we're going to get into it, man. I got to drop this, man. I got a couple artists on, man. Big shout out. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. This right here, man, and I'm going to break it down, and I'm going to give it to you blow by blow. But this is some of the things you're going to need to properly distribute your music, you know what I mean, worldwide. It's for the artists, you dig. And some of this stuff is simple, but it's also crucial to know, man. So first, of course, you got your artist name. Not you're going to need that, but you already got that, right? So your artist name, that's the name that you're going to release your music under. You know what I mean? It could be your name, a band name, a moniker, whatever it is, but you don't need that, right? So if you release the music for the first time, then, of course, you need to Google your name and Google your artist name to make sure that it's not already being used by another person, right? You got to search, man. Search the popular streaming platforms. Of course, y'all know what they is, man, so that you can find and make sure that you're not going to run into them type of problems once you get down the line. But this is what you're doing to get your stuff out there, right? If you do, man, if you find another artist is using an identical or similar name, you might even go and have to change the artist's name to avoid, you know, especially confusing your listeners, the playlist, and down the line you're running into copyright type of problems and all that. So make sure your name is clear and make sure that you can use it, right? Now, your song titles, because songs need titles just like names. So your song title, right? And your name for the collection of songs, like an album. If you're releasing a single, then the name of the release can be the name of the song, right? Nice and simple. Some of the things you're going to have to fill out. High quality audio, right? High quality audio. Once you get it on there, get your high quality audio. Once you start uploading it to these streaming platforms and all of that, you can get away with it for a little bit, but man, go and get it done right. If you got to send it to get it done right, then that's just what you got to do. So that way you can produce the best quality audio you can when you push it out here to your streaming platform, right? You're going to also need your cover artwork. Now, we're talking about when you put your stuff to get distributed. These are some of the things that you're going to have to, that you're going to need. And it's going to give you the dimensions for your artwork. You know what I mean? But the artwork must meet requirements. They're going to have certain requirements that you got to meet. So you can't have like a whole bunch of just crazy stuff in there sometimes. Sometimes it got to be short, sweet, neat, and that's what it is, man. So you make sure that you got a couple of them ready for that. You know what I mean? I know it's a lot of time a lot of artists try to submit cover artwork that got a lot of different things on there. And for some reason, it always, you know, don't go through. But the ones that's, you know, not too, you know, like that be going through. So you're going to have to make sure you get you a couple of them. That way you stay ahead of the game. That way, if that one don't work, you already got you another one and a backup to that one, too. So you ain't got to waste no time, man. You already right there ready to go, right? So if you got any other featured artists, they credit, right? So you got to ask them how they want to be credited, right? Because it's not always clear cut. So make sure that you're giving people, you know, the proper credits. For those that's featured, you know, featured artists, right? So your credit info will be delivered to digital music platforms along with your music. This type of metadata can help your music reach the other artist's audience, right? A lot of people be trying to jump in into different demographics and working with each other to do collaborating songs. And sometimes we assume that's going to automatically put you in a position to where now you're in that artist's fan base, right, or listener base. Sometimes that's not always the key thing, but it's things you can do to make sure that it does go that certain way, right? So when you're given the credit, it's going to appear in digital platforms along with your music, and that type of metadata is going to be able to help your music get off inside the other artist audience as well. Right. So definitely a key thing to watch, especially if you're doing features with, you know, a bigger artist or famous artist on that level. That's the key to make sure right there as well. Right. So your songwriter and publisher info. You got to make sure you get your songwriter and publisher info on there, man, to ensure that the digital music services are paying publishing royalties properly and that all songs are correctly licensed. Right. So you'll need to provide the names of the songwriters for each track, including cover songs, the names of those songwriters, publishers, if there's the split for each songwriter's percentage of a song that each songwriter owns, right? Releasing a cover song, you must secure the proper mechanical license before you can distribute that track. And you can go to Easy Song License, man, check into it. I speak about sync license into a lot of these type of things that you got to get, right? So that's if you're doing a cover song, right? So additional metadata, digital music services, Spotify, Apple Music, need to know if your recording is a live version, a cover song, in the public domain or has explicit content, right? And you'll be able to answer them questions real quickly during the distribution process, but it still helps to review your lyrics and think through the writing and recording process. The time to remember, oh yeah, your album does have a live track, or you forgot that you know, you might have did use a cuss word in a song or something like that. So always keep that in mind too. Your UPC code, which is a barcode, also known as UPC or Universal Product Code, is a unique numeric and graphical identifier that's used in digital and physical distribution. You already have a barcode for this song or album. You can enter the number during the distribution sign-up process. If not, it's the platforms out there that will create one for you. You know what I mean? So that's just a heads up that you'll need one of them. You know what I mean? And also, your barcodes should not be on your cover artwork, right? So it shouldn't be on your cover artwork, especially if you're going to do the physical copies as well. But it's another thing called the ISRC code. Oh, I'm going to give it to you. I told you, man, I don't mind passing on the knowledge because they gave it to me, so I'm going to give it to you, you dig? And I'm going to get back into y'all music, man. I got you. So I got to give y'all this knowledge, man, real quick, man. The ISRC codes, right? These are song identifier codes, essential for proper tracking of activity and payments in the digital music world, right? So especially like CD Baby, these type of things, all these different platforms can assign them to you. So if you're putting out an album that contains a song that was already released as a single, be sure to keep the ISRC the same. That's what preserves the song stream count on platforms like Spotify. That's just some real dudes right there, right? So you can keep that stream count. Sometimes artists, without doing that, lose that stream count. But you want to keep that stream count. And your release dates. I know that's another one, your release dates, your pre-sale dates, these type of things. But then distributing your music, right? Distributing your music. It's a lot of different platforms and these type of things out there for you to distribute your music. And even when you get legal, they make it even a whole lot easier for you, because some of it, when you submit, when it goes through it, it takes, you know, they automatically place it on certain major streaming platforms anyway. So a lot of people don't have to go in there and go one by one and upload it to each one, depending on which service you went through to get your stuff legal and licensed. They automatically post it on certain major streaming platforms. So that's kind of a good thing too, because it makes you to where you don't have to necessarily just take that time to go out and do that, right? But you gotta grind with it. But you want to make sure that your label and your copyright information, right? If you funded your own recording or created your music on your own, then you are the label and copyright owner. If another person is claiming ownership of the sound recording, they should be listed as the label and copyright owner. Again, this might be the type of question that you easily answer during the process, but sometimes ownership can get a little tricky. So, you know, you got to talk to your producers, talk to your beat makers, talk to the collaborators that you got on there and the label mates ahead of time if you don't know. You know what I mean? If it's understood, then it's understood. But these are some of the things that you going to have to cross to get your music properly distributed to the world, right? Shout out to the worldwide. When you get ready to go and fill out for some of these things that you're going to, those are the things that you're going to have to do, and you're going to have to get in, right? There's no getting around it, no beating around the bush, no waiting till later. So I say, why not go ahead and prepare yourself now? Prepare yourself now. A lot of artists, man, got a lot of music out there, a lot of great music, you know what I mean? But not being legal and not going through that process and going ahead and getting that the way, then, you know, a lot of your, they might just be putting it on Facebook or whatever, these type of things, but you're not getting those streams from the streaming platform. You're not able to place it on movies and commercials and these type of things. That's why we speak on license, because that's what enables you to do that. So when you coming into this game, it would be a wise thing, I think, to go ahead and get those and have those. That way, while you creating and you producing your product and you producing your material, man, you putting your all into it, it can also be working for you, If it's not legal and you're just putting it out there, then it can still be working for you, getting that buzz and stuff too. But when you look on your financial side and these type of things, you know, you're missing out on a lot or possible a lot, and you're going to have to cross that path anyway. And when you sign to a label, most times they already have the sync license, you know what I mean? Or if they don't have the sync, I'm pretty sure all labels have that sync license. So whatever contract you sign, your music could be submitted to certain movies and these type of things under their sync license. So, you know, they're going to always get the bigger cut. If you don't have your sync license, then you can't submit. You won't be able to get your music placed on big commercials, movies, video games, these type of things. You won't be able to get your music placed on that because you need your sync license for that. And that can open up a whole different path for a lot of artists. It can, not saying bypass things, but if you get that sync license and you make good music, man, you can. It's opportunities out there all over the world for a lot of different things. So if you submit some of your music to these opportunities and you get it, boom. Now your music has just landed on a TV show or on a movie or on a major commercial, and it's not like a far thing to think like, oh man, that could never happen, man. It's happening all the time. We work with people that it's happening. We, you know, play their music here, done it. They've been on other shows, done it. It happens, man. They looking for music all the time. If you're a producer, I speak about this so much because this is the other side of that type of game that y'all in, that lane that y'all in, that a lot of people don't really push out there is just making the music, this and this and that. But if you're a producer with your sync license, y'all make a million beats. Y'all got thousands and thousands of beats, right? And you be wanting people to buy them. Well, with that sync license, enables you to be able to submit some of those beats under the requirements that they're looking for to certain things. They have this out there opportunities where they'll send you an email and say they're looking for this type of beat with this type of sound. It need to be like this. Here go an example. You can listen to these examples, and boom, what more do you ask for? And then the payouts for that, man, the payouts ain't no $2, $5. You're talking about anywhere from $8,000 to $20,000 payouts, man. And it be baffling me because that's with me. I always like to pass on the things, especially the knowledge that I got to others. And I come off a little strong a lot of times because I am. But I can't, you know, not do certain things and hold back the information and the knowledge that I know and watch people, you know, do certain things that I know is not going to help them. But if you an upcoming artist and you got your sync license and you done been submitting your music to certain opportunities, if you've been a producer, you've been submitting your beats to certain opportunities out there and you've been doing it, you're going to get one. It's going to happen for you, right? And you might even get a couple, depending on what it is. It might be a $5,000 payout for a producer. But that's $5,000 payout right there. Look how you're going to feel. Now look what more you got behind you. And you're rocking and rolling. If your song get placed on the movie, you already know what you can do with that. That'll help you, you know, elevate and jump to the next level. But if you don't never get those, then you'll never be able to take those steps. And even if a major label don't come and sign you, still have the sync license yourself. So you can still submit your music to these opportunities way before a major label even pick you up, as long as you legal and you got those licenses. And that's why I said I think a lot of people, you know, that's in this, I don't understand why they don't pass that on, because it just how the game is. Not my rules, but that's they rules. Everybody ain't going to, you know, be that number one superstar. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't going to get that opportunity. So it's things that you can do to still make sure, man, you still get there to the top of your lane where you meant to go and keep climbing higher and higher. That sync license will help that. Being able to get your music distributed out there worldwide is going to legally, is going to help that. Your push and let, that's going to come along with it too. But that sync license, man, get that sync license. Because right now, your music could be up for selection on a movie that's getting ready to come out, on a TV series that's getting ready to come out. You might be able to get your beat on a new jingle for the Pepsi commercial. these is how these type of things happen. Y'all play video games all the time. You hear music on there all the time, right? You hear your favorite mainstream rapper sometimes that's on there. Well, that's because of that sync license. That's what it does. Enables them to put that music on video games, right? And you hear music on there from songs from artists you ain't never heard before, right? They ain't famous like the mainstream artists. You be like, man, that's a nice song, but who is that? I ain't never heard of that name before, right? But they got their music on there and their music on that game. It's an opportunity they took because they prepared themselves. They had their sync license, probably submitted. Boom, bam, it worked, got in. That's how it go, man. And for the movies as well, it's like that too. If your music get picked up, then it gets placed on the movie. I'm pretty sure they'll let you know what place is going to get positioned or anything like that. Man, we had a whole live movie screening on the show. And for an artist that got her movie on there, man, and it was beautiful because it really showed if you put a little time in your research and your knowledge and the perfecting your craft and also securing yourself just in case those big labels don't come. It's a lot of freaking opportunity out there, man. It's a lot of opportunity out there. A lot of people kind of, I think, deter you because they say they bash people who online all the time, right? But if you're not online submitting your stuff to some of these things, then that means you know who else is doing it for you. You got somebody on the team that's supposed to do that for you. If you got a team, you know, if you got a team, if you're just doing it by yourself, that's going to have to, you know, fall on you like a lot of things. But if you got a team, then just have one of your, you know, your team members hacking it. And you make sure that we submitting this to, you know, these type of platforms or these type of opportunities. Let me get into the sync community. Let me get into these things so that I can start getting these updates on when these opportunities coming. Because right now for an upcoming producer or upcoming artist, you get a $8,000 payout, a $20,000 payout. You know what I mean? These things is real. It's real life. You know what I mean? These is real life opportunities that you can get that real life money. You can get that money that's going to help you with your family, with your personal situation, and with your career, right? Because you always want to take care of home, and then, you know, you got money to invest in your career to take you higher. Then you got the recognition behind your name. You got, you know, a little bit more meat behind you, and you can keep pushing higher and higher. So that's what I would say, man. It's all cool, but if you steady pushing and steady pushing and steady pushing, and you're making music that can never be used to get placed on any of those opportunities, that means you know what I mean? What's the chances of you being able to really make it? You're going to be waiting on that one opportunity for that one right time to come along, and then, boom, it happens. And sometimes it works like that. For a lot of people, it don't. So, and then it makes you want to give up. But you don't got to. Get your sync license, stuff legal, get your sync license. So submitting your stuff to these opportunities that's out there that you can grab, and it just might change your life. Go sit down, research it, and if you feel like there's something you need to do, and certain things too, I got to put this out here before we get into the track, but certain people that y'all have already went through to get your stuff licensed legal, if you have got your stuff legal, some of them already got an option that you can do that. You know, man, you just got to research and look at it. I know it's a certain option, man, where you can get your sync license through them. You know what I mean? If not, it ain't going to cost you too much. You're going to blow that anyway, right? So go ahead, get your sync license. Get your sync license, man. I would love to see somebody, you know, from the hometown who, you know, got their music placed on a major opportunity, like a major movie on BET series. You know what I mean? Like I said, we work with a lot of artists. And these things have happened. And I've always like, man, that would be dope because it's so much inspiration and motivation when that stuff happens. Because then it shows not only you, but it shows the people that's supporting you, people that's cheering you on, you know, that you also grown. Now they see that, okay, now I see that I'm supporting this person, and now this person is going after different opportunities. Like, you know, like people that's moving up in the ladder. So it also gives you that connection back to them. Like, yeah, I'm pushing. I'm steadily learning. I'm steady putting myself out there in the places that I need to do this. I'm not just keeping it, you know, at this same level right here. So I appreciate that support. I'm going to keep learning, and I'm going to keep doing the things I need to. That's what you can't get caught up in not doing, because a lot of people are going to support you. And they want to support you because they believe in you. So you got to believe in yourself enough to sit down sometimes, do the research. You see the license, whatever the price is, you got to save up. Or if you got it in your pocket, you got it in your bank, that's going to be an investment that just might change your life. It just might change your life. You might get a payout to help you come right up out that hole if you is, or be able to do whatever it is that you're trying to do, build that studio, go take your trip to do an audition in Vegas. With shouts out Bobby and Renee Peoples with them if you get that opportunity, whatever it is. But these are some real life things. Get the blow up. These are some real life things that you can do no matter where you stay at. These are some factual things that you can do, and it can help you, right? And it can help you climb the ladder. You just got to apply yourself. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to sauce y'all up something else, man, because I got some more info. But I had a lot of artists, man, that I've been rocking with these past couple of weeks, networking with, man. We got a lot of great interviews coming. It's a lot of cool female artists out there, female poets out there. There's a lot of women out there doing their thing, man, and we rock with them. So we're going to bring them to the show. There's a lot of men out there, too, fellas. I ain't forgot y'all. There's a lot of men out there. We done contacted. Big shouts out to Femo Nation, Lexi. I know she's been working on her end, man, booking people, doing things. So we getting ready to run it up, and appreciate to everybody we done already talked to. Just got to lock in these dates, man, because there's some cool people. Like Bobby and Renee Peoples, the Insatiable movie, the whole cast, having them on, man, was wonderful, was great getting to listen to a little bit from each one of those women, man, all black women. It was powerful, man. Everybody that was a part of that, Big Mike, I know he was on the line too. It was powerful. It was nice because that showed a lot of motivation and inspiration to those that listened, those that seen it. We watched the movie, man. I watched the movie a couple of times. I watched it at work. You know what I mean? And that's the type of energy to join in, because that's that forward motion and progress, that forward progress, keep moving forward and not spinning in wheels. You know, when you get in that moving forward, things do happen. But you got to sometimes, you got that click come around. You got to be like, okay, I'm going to break this cycle, so that the cycle of moving forward and accepting the things that's coming forward can come into my life. But if you keep doing your same thing over and over again, man, it ain't going to bring you that, right? We're going to come back, man. I'm going to give y'all, man, an old one. You dig? You shout out to my bro, man. But brother put out a lot of music, you know what I mean, and over his time of doing music. I remember when bro first started doing music, that hunger and for what the things that he wanted to do. And I could say, man, everything that he talked about, even then when he first started doing acting, doing the music, going to different places, performing. You know, he talked about that when we was kids. You know what I mean? When we was kids, man, before he actually started as far as going and recording like that. And from then till now, man, he done did everything that he said from back then. And me and bro been, you know, around each other since first grade. So to know that, and to know that personally, and to see him do that and achieve them things, man, hey, it's beautiful and it's wonderful, because he ain't lying. Everything that he said when we was kids that he was going to do in this lane, so far, he done done them. You know what I mean? And to me, I tell him all the time, see, we can look at ourselves and some of the things we done overcame, or some of the things that we done done. And that can fuel us. That can motivate us. That can inspire us. It don't always have to come from outside. It can come from within, and from the things that we can look back at our own work or at our own times and how we came through that, how we succeeded, how we still standing, however it comes. And we can use that to push forward. Right? Sometimes when you look outside, man, you get caught up in, and you know what I mean, other people type things. When you look at yourself, man, and you look at some of the things you do, you can tell that, hey, man, if I can buckle down, I buckled down then and I did this. I stayed on it then, or I studied then and did this. I did whatever I had to do to do this. You can do it now. You didn't already did it, right? Let's go.
Glad you're on the
Papa got big baby.
you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Facts. I don't fuck with no lame nigga. Same niggas in my circle, been a gang nigga. Push hard with this music, tryna make profit. Why you hate from the porch, little dude, stop it.
Flash your homies money on the internet.
When I see you, you look bummy and that's on your set. I don't need another nigga for a damn thing. I got money, get money, what you saying, man? Really grinding, go hard for the money shit. I just wanna live good and get filthy rich. Got bitches in your ear like you really popping. Little homies get on go and it's hard to stop them. I be moving through your city trying to chase checks. When I pull up in that foreign, I'ma break necks. I done told you I'm a boss from the get-go. And I ain't worried about your girl cause I get hoes. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Been on the whole paper route. I told my homies, man, look, I wanna make it out. I don't wanna die broke, I wanna die rich. I know I can't take it with me, that's my son's shit. So now a nigga hustle till the sun go. Take a shower, hit the streets, try and get some more. I don't sleep, if I do, it's a quick nap. Cause I be dreaming on my moves and how to make it stack. They be saying, Rick, you might need to get some rest. And yeah, it's true, but I'm just searching for that big check. If it's money on the line, I'ma reel it in. Tight circle, only kicking with my old friends. No new friends, I ain't fucking with you. Trying to study my moves will make me come and get you. Press the issue if a nigga really won't fall. But I'm just really trying to get it and that's all, bro. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose. Money ain't an issue when you really grinding. Stack it all up, man, fuck shining. Head up, nigga, making boss moves. Stay ahead of the game and you won't lose.
Trying to hit the sky like a test flight, trying to be the best, right? Stepping to the next like you want to live the rest of your life on a pedestal. I'm telling you, it's just a little dose of something better than that regular you used to. Sipping to something much more elegant to suit you. Loosen up, something about the groove is us. Jumping off a moving truck. Oh, it's the night that everyone's been waiting for. We've been patient long enough. Everybody shake your stuff. The crowd's just waking up. Ain't nobody gonna sleep tonight. Come and grab a piece of life and just live it up. Nothing's got more power than love. And tonight is like a shower, straight from above. And everything is alright. Yeah, we ready for the night.
Get ready, get ready, get ready for the night. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for the night. Come on, like
tell me what you gon' do.
You gon' roll, you gon' run that show. You's a bad one, with a heart of gold. They gon' know it, when you hold your own. That you's a queen, and there ain't no clone. Just know yourself, and love yourself. Can't nobody tell you nothing else. You's a role model, and an inspiration. You the staple of every nation. Go queen, go, go, go queen, go, go, go queen, go, go, go queen, go, go. Don't have no stress, don't take no mess. Put a stop to traffic, don't take nothing less. You ain't average, you got inner peace. The perfect example of what a queen should be. Go queen. You got class, you got grace and soul, you gon' own it. They gon' know for sure that you's a bad one. You already know, just know yourself and love yourself. Can't nobody tell you nothing else. You's a role model and an inspiration. You the staple of every nation. Go queen, go, go, go queen, go, go, go queen, go, go, go queen.
Check in with Big Mike. I got to check in with Big Mike. But that right there was that Danae E, man, definition of a queen, man, Tainee Scott. There go hard, man. That's jamming. Famo, Big Mike, what's good with you, man?
What's good with you, Famo?
Man, you already know, man, was in a little mix, man. I got to do it for the ladies, man. You know what I mean? Because the ladies is, you know, they're part of all this as well, man. But it's a lot of talented ladies out there. There's a lot of talented women out there. And we have a big, a lot of our support system is women as well. So big shout out to all the women that's rocking with us. Big shout out to all the women that's out there grinding, doing their thing, pushing it hard in their lane. Big salute, man. But, yeah, man, we gonna get into a couple more. We're going to bring it in. But you feeling all right, man? How you doing? You good?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm good, man. You know God is good, man. I'm just taking it slowly but surely.
Straight like that, man. I can dig it and respect it, man. But look, this is what we going to do, man. We got a couple more, man. I got to drop on for the ladies. We're going to come back and get into the top session, man. What you think?
Oh, that's good. That's what's up.
Man, y'all already know, man, Big Mike, the other host right here on Famo Nation Forever Radio, live, man. We're going to get into the chop session, man, as soon as we come back. We in the mix, man. Y'all know I get in that zone, man. I like to let the artist shine. And we got a lot of music. I'm telling you, man, we work with people, man, like actually work with a lot of artists in a lot of different places, man, a lot of labels and all that. And this music is beautiful, man, especially when you listen to the message. Right, and I speak about this all the time, man. I can listen to all genres of music, no matter what type of genre it is, and feel and hear the message in each song. Now, some songs out there, I might not, you know, feel the same message. I might not feel the same way, but I can hear it. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people, when it's a different culture, or if it's a different style, if it's a different genre of music, or these type of things, it's like they turn a deaf ear to it, and they miss out on a lot of messaging. Like I say all the time, what I come to realize, man, really is all people kind of really talk about the same stuff, man. We all really talk about the same stuff, and because we go through similar things in life, right? And it shows through the music if you pay attention. But we're going to get off into this Debbie Gibson.
When you know you got the right stuff, you know it, and you know you got the right stuff. Show your colors, the song, you gotta show it, and you know that you are enough. Breaking it high, never stooping low. Telling the haters his way to go.
surges with passion. With the wind in my hair, with the earth in my feet, I will run through the hardship to adversity. From the shackles of doubt, I'll be set free. With the power inside for the whole world to see, I have found my purpose. I'm no longer nervous. I know what my worth is. With me I have endurance. I can run this race.
You, man, I had sent you a link, man. I don't know if you had got a time, a chance to check it out, man, about Queen Nzinga, man. Did you get a chance to check it out?
You talking about the movie?
What
you sent me.
I looked into it,
but I ain't look hard into it like I needed to.
Right. And one thing, because I want to touch on with that, man, and if y'all want to go check it out, Queen Nzinga, Nzinga, you know what I mean? Nzinga. And a lot of people in history don't really, you know, mention her. I think I seen something about, I think 50 Cent was trying to do, I don't really be saying these people's names like that, but he was working on doing a movie series about her. You know what I mean? Or something like that, man. I came across it, but I didn't really check it in to that point of it on that end. But with Queen Nzinga, man, one thing about it that's real interesting to me, too, and it shows, you know what I mean, the power of this woman and, you know what I mean, who she was at the time, right? It was accounts that she maintained a harem of 50 to 60 men. And she dressed them as women, right? So the men in her harem would fight each other to the death for the right to share her bed for the night. And if they was fortunate enough to win that contest and her sexual attention, they would put to death the following morning, right? But Queen Nzinga, that right there just stuck out to me like, whew, I'm glad I live in a time frame. I live. If I'd have been 50 or 60, one of the men, man, I ain't bad. I might have been a little too charming. I'd have been dead the next morning, you dig? But I was just thinking about it. Very, 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 man, deep history right there, man, with her because of her story and the things that she did, you know what I mean? Because she didn't just get handed over, you know, to be the queen at first, you know what I mean? It was some things that happened that led it to her, man. But it's several instances and several things she did, man. She was a warrior, you know what I mean? She was like a warrior woman, man, that ruled like a king. She helped liberate her people. She freed a lot of slaves. She fought with Portuguese, you know what I mean, and did that type of thing. So it's a lot of real deep history there. And I'll just read a little excerpt, you know, just because we like to keep it official, man. For people like the official, and you can go check it out, man, at the Film Project. You know, we rock with it. And that's the thing I be telling people. I rock, man, Femme on Nation Forever rock with a lot of women around the world, man, especially women business owners that own a lot of different properties, that make a lot of different properties. We also rock with a lot of different women groups overseas. You know, we rock with the Women for Rights organization over in India as well. Very cool. They always be tapped in. And I showed a map. I had put a map on my social media. You look on that map, you see India lit up. You did. They rock with it. We rock with them, man, because, we talked about it's a lot of things that happen in different places, man. But women, some of the things that women go through over here, some of the things happening over there. But, you know, it's still women. You know what I mean? So I feel like it means sometimes, you know, we got to help shed the light on that as well. So big shouts out to them, too. But with Queen Nzinga, man, she lived from 1583 to 1663, right? She lived and ruled in the early 17th century in the region of South Africa, now known as the modern-day Angola. Not only was she a fearless leader who fought against the expanding threat of the Portuguese colonization and the slave trade, she was also a brilliant military strategist, shrewd politician, and a clever diplomat. Well into her 60s, she was forging alliances with rival African states and the Dutch, as well as leading her own troops in the battle, sometimes dressed as a man. She resisted the Portuguese forces until 1657. On rebuilding her nation, she negotiated a peace treaty, resettled former slaves, and demanded equity for her position in the eyes of the Portuguese by establishing trade relations and converting to Christianity. Queen Nzinga was a force to contend with and continued to inspire her people as a symbol of resistance well beyond her death. Well beyond her death, right? And it's a pain that's out there, and it's some things that actually happened. It's like when she went to go have that meeting with the Portuguese, right? She was the only one in that meeting that didn't have no chair to sit down in, right? So this is what's crazy. You can imagine, she's a black woman. You know, this is a black woman queen, you know. So she is fearless leader. She dominant like that. She about that. She on that type of time like that, you dig? So she going to this meeting, and they don't even have enough chairs for her. You know, way back then, they don't even have enough chairs for her to sit down. But this is how our power is, man. So, boom, her people come in, right? Her people come in, and dude get down, kneel down on his hands and his knees, you know what I mean, to make a chair for her and allow her to sit down on himself. That way she can have a chair to sit down on while she talks to these people. You dig? That right there just show you the type of power, the type of respect, but also who the what she brought to the table. And she had a person that came through there like, oh, that's how y'all gonna do it. Man, look, this is what it is. I'm gonna put my body down here so she can sit down on me. Big Mike, what you think about that? And that's something that actually happened with her too.
Shit, that's raw.
That right there, yeah. Man, is crazy. Yeah. And the thing about it, yeah, they refused her a chair. They refused her a chair, man. So when the servant got down there, man, she got up there, she sat down on his back. And she finished with the whole thing.
Do you think there's a lot of women that should be in power than men?
Well, with that piece of history, I'll read it with that, because the flip side to that, though, man, is because she was fearless. You know, we said that she was a warrior woman legend. She was fearless. But, you know, when she ordered the slave, the servant, when she ordered him to come get down on the ground, she sat down on it. She, you know what I mean, sat down on the back, and she proceeded to do the negotiations that she was having with him, right, with the Portuguese. They said when the discussion ended, though, they said Nzinga is said to have slit his throat in front of the Portuguese governor, man, to attempt to establish her power and authority. And they said that her diplomatic efforts ultimately secured a temporary peace with the Portuguese. So even though she sat down on his back, she slit his throat. But it gained a peace treaty with the Portuguese. It stopped them, you know, what they were trying to do. That's why I said, If they do come out with a movie about it, I'm going to go research that too, because if he is doing a movie about it, that'll be a cool series, man, because, like I said, it's real deep history with that, man. It's interesting. If any of y'all, again, I'll spell it for y'all if y'all want to go check it out. Queen Nzinga, N-Z-I-N-G. Hey, Queen Nzinga, man. Very, very deep history right there. It's a cool story because, like I said, they don't really tell you, you know what I mean, about these things. You know, I always speak about the famous five, the starting five. That's the only time they're going to talk the starting five, man, and that's cool. I'm taking nothing away from none of them. But it's so much history out there, so much more. It's so many more. And just hearing these stories, like, of course, we don't want nobody going around harming nobody or nothing like that, man. But, you know, a story that was right there of a woman, man, Queen Nzinga, of a woman queen, which actually it was her brother that actually got dropped down to, right? And I believe her brother ended up killing dude she was liking or something like that. So that's what made her end up getting on it like that. And she became it. And then when she became it, she went hard. But that was a woman who went hard and did that. And I would believe, that's why I always say it's good to stretch sometimes and show, you know, other sides of history, other people, and put things like these things out there too, because you never know what they stories could do for people now. You never know the inspiration that'll come from hearing those type of things and they message and why they did these things or what they was doing it for. Those can hit the hearts, man, and minds of people right now, whether it be young people, middle age, or old people. Hearing that stuff, man, could do, you know, do something to you now, because we've always heard about the starting five, but now a lot of people don't know no other history outside of that. And, you know, they don't go search for it, but you can't blame them if that's just not what they're interested in. But when you tell them about Queen Nzinga, and then they do go and research, and they do look it out, and they figure out a story, and they do all of this, then boom. Hey, man, that's another person that didn't learn at least just a little bit more history about the people. You dig? That's how I look at it, man. And that Queen Nzinga, that's a good one, man, for people to go check out. You can go read it, man. I don't believe, like I said, I don't believe they done had a movie on it or nothing like that. I mean, yeah, but I'm going to go check into that, too, because she did have, you know, she, Queen of Zinga, she did marry. Like I said, it's a big story about, you know, about her life, man. Y'all, we just here to put something on your mind and tickle your spine. So go do your research. N, I'm going to spell it for you, N-Z-I-N-G-A, Queen of Zinga. Big Mike, what's good, though, man? What's been going on out there in the world, man?
Oh, man, not too much, man. You know, just slow booking, trying to keep everything going and well.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. I know it's cold, the weather cold out here. A lot of people, man, bundle up, man. And also, too, a lot of people walking around sneezing. Hey, man, wash your hands. If you're sneezing everywhere, man, wash your hands. Dig, stay safe, man. Stay safe. I see a lot of people be out here driving around on, you know, the ice climb, you know, having fun, doing what they do, you know, spinning like that. But also, too, man, you know, you can cause accidents, these type of things. So we always got to try to stay put safety, man. I know people like to have fun, but sometimes, man, it be people, innocent people, innocent families, man, that end up getting in an accident or getting end up in car wrecks and these type of things. The people be out just having fun and just doing these things. So be mindful out here, man, of your other drivers out here on the road. Be mindful of the other people. They got to get home to their families, or they just got to get home, period. They might just got a parrot or a dog or a rabbit. It don't matter. They got to get home safe, too. So just be mindful of that, man, because a lot of people with these cars be putting their lives in some situations where they can lose their life, man. And it just ain't that serious. I done been in multiple wrecks in my lifetime, man, some bad ones. And I thank God, man, that I'm able, you know, to be here, because I was in bad ones before, man. And it's a blessing, but it ain't nothing to play with. But I just, have you noticed that, Big Mike, man, moving around, man? And what you think, why you think that is, man, that people, when it comes to, like, driving, people put themselves in situations that could sometimes ultimately lead to some tragic, fatal stuff.
Sure, mine gone. Mine on too much, you know, ain't got no self-control. Mm. Want to do this, want to do that, want to do everything in one day. How you going to do that? You don't leave nothing for tomorrow.
I feel you. I understand. Do you feel like, too, a lot of people be more in a rush to get from point A to point B? You know, you feel like more people trying to get there fast as possible, or more rushing instead of taking time, what they call, like, Sunday drivers, right? They used to say Sunday drivers, them people that was just cruising. Y'all ever see me on the road, I guess I'm a Sunday driver, because I cruise. Every now and again, I get down through there. But do you think it's more common now for people to be moving at that pace, like at a zip pace, trying to, you know what I mean, or and no less Sunday drivers?
Yeah, because society major in a rush. Everybody wants that microwave life. You know, put it on a bing, you know, right now, right quick.
Right.
Nobody want to put the work in. You know, how you going to get the result of what somebody put in for years and you putting in for 5 minutes? Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
Right. And you know, hey, so, I be seeing, like I said, I just be seeing a lot of people be zipping. And I've noticed that over years, and I've seen that it's more and more, the numbers, excuse me, more and more people doing it. And it's less, a lot of Sunday drivers. It's less on Sunday, though. When you come to Sunday, man, you're going to find some people that ain't really moving around that light out there too fast. You know, they eat slow boogie. You know what I mean? But through the week, it seems like it's a lot of people that put their sales in these positions when it comes to these vehicles, man, that do cause accidents or could ultimately cause serious accidents, man. And it's like for no reason, you know what I mean? For like no reason. I done seen some of them, man. That's why I don't be nervous, but they have my nerve bad around here, man. Because people will do some things that you be like, dog, you almost got crushed by a semi just to get in another lane or just to get up here. And that ain't cool, man. That's why I say tell people, be mindful, man, because y'all might make somebody freak out next to you because you about to play with your damn life. That shit be crazy, man. I understand you don't have fun doing your thing, but, man, don't put yourself in a situation where you can lose your life. You know what I mean? That ain't fun. Man, that's terrible. So don't put yourself in a situation, man. Nah, man. Sure. Hey, Mike, what you think, man? What you seeing, man? I know you be out there moving around and doing things. What would you say, man, with the streets? I know on my end, I've been seeing bars in the ice and these type of things. Did you expect it to come in and hit Muskogee like this?
Shit, drugs go in anywhere.
I'm talking about the snow.
Ever since I've been here, the damn snow shit, that shit. I always like to learn. Go ahead. It hit harder before though. Yeah, yeah. Now I do remember, man, growing up, man, here in Muskogee.
I remember sometimes it used to snow. I'm talking about where you can make snowmen. You know what I mean? Like real life snowmen, man. You know what I mean? Big snowmen standing out there in the yard and stuff. And they would be up for days. You know what I'm talking about? Like they would be up for hella long, man. And that was kids. You had snowball fights. You go out, man, I remember you didn't have no gloves. Even if you did, you had socks, right? So you putting all kind of socks on your hands, and you probably got 4 or 5 pairs of socks in your shoes, you know what I mean? All these clothes and coats on and all this. And you outside getting it in. Y'all outside having snowball fights, playing with the whole neighborhood, just all kind of stuff, making snow angels. You know what I mean? Just all kind of stuff, man. And the snow was a lot. I know over the years, man, a lot of people downplay climate change and these type of things like this, man. And even when we used to touch on it sometimes, you know, I got a little resistance, but not too much. But a lot of people, I actually had a boss one time in Wichita. He didn't believe it. He said it was, fake, bogus. He didn't believe in the whole climate change and nothing like that. And I can just honestly say for me and my little time frame here, man, that I've been here on this earth, man, I remember walking home from the bus stop, man, getting dropped off up there on the other side of the fairgrounds on top of the hill and having to walk down to 1033 South Sea, man, and it would be blizzards. I'm talking about blinding blizzards, man. Me and my sister, we hugged up together, you know, and walked. We used to have to walk down that hill all the way home sometimes, man, from the bus stop because we didn't really stay in Hilldale District, right? So we walked down there, man, and it would be blizzards, man. The snow, you know, always been short, man. And then even as I, you know, time on from middle school, I remember being a lot of snow. And now it's not like that. And we don't really get it like that like it was then. So when it comes to, like, say, like the climate change and things like that, which is, you know, it's evidence and proof out there. But what you think about that? Because they say, you know, the world, you know, been heating up because of a lot of pollutants and different things like this and chemicals that we burning off, oils and stuff like this that we burning off and going in the atmosphere and it's heating up. What do you feel about that? Do you remember when people were saying that stuff was bogus?
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of stuff, you know. I mean, it's the earth, bro. It's a lot of stuff that we, you know, putting on the earth more, drilling in the ground and all that. You know, we the one that's going to blow this motherfucker up. Shit, put every fuck around and blow. Putting buildings everywhere. Shit, when is shit going to get heavy? That's what I be thinking. Like, man, when this shit gonna get heavy? Niggas just drilling and everything, putting
shit everywhere. Like, you know,
it takes more of the land, man, too. A lot of the natural rainforest and forest all around, man, in some of the crucial places, they done took out chunks and chunks of that, man. And a lot of trees around the world been cut down. You know what I mean? Especially when you go look over there in the rainforest, man, it's shocking. It's like when they cut people's hair. You know how when they boom barber cut that hair, man, he go all the way bald down to the Michael Jordan and that top layer kind of hanging out. Man, it looked like they just peeled the trees away, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. But that right there, too, got a lot to do with it as well. Because, you know, our earth need those. So that there, man, it just shocking, man. And you would think after a while, they got to do something to, you know, replenish those. But, man, they don't do nothing, man. It ain't nothing like they got nothing to do to replenish those because it takes so long. They ain't out there. I don't never see, and I be researching a lot of it. I don't never see them out there planting no seeds in none of them places trying to bring them trees back. They got different groups and organizations, man, that go to them different countries. And they try to recreate that wildlife, recreate that natural habitat, man, in certain areas that they can. But taking out all those trees, that right there, a lot of people don't understand. That takes that got a lot to do with it too. But I noticed when this cold front that came through, they did say that the polar caps was able to freeze a little bit, so. That's always good, too, man, because you need the seasons. You need them to change. So I don't really be tripping when it comes to the cold or nothing like that, just that damn ice. I didn't feel them busting my ass today. You feel me? For everybody out there that has as well, my heart goes out to you. You did. We're going to try to get it together and do better tomorrow. And hopefully we ain't out here slipping and falling around, especially us that got little bitty legs. We can't be out here doing that type of shit like that, man. So we got to be careful out here. Can't be hurting ourselves. It's ice, and we ain't ballerinas. You know what I mean? We ain't ice skaters. So got to make sure we got to hold on to something firm and nice. Tree check the ground before you step on the ground. But, you know, don't be trying to just walk out here all willy-nilly. Look, I'm preaching to people because I did that. That's how I said it, but my ass. But nah, be careful, man, because you don't want to hurt nothing, man. That falls, slips and falls, believe it or not, man, can lead to a lot of serious stuff, man. So be careful, especially in this time, man. Just be mindful of that because especially you getting older, man, them injuries don't go away so quick. Yeah, you fall on your ass right now today. I'm telling you, 2 months from now, you're going to feel that pain come back to you. You're going to be like, damn, what the hell? Yeah, that's when you fell 2 months ago. The pain will come back and bite you for some reason. Straight up, man. Big Mike, man, you seen a lot of people being helpful around this time in this cold weather front? Have you seen, like, a lot of people being in that kind of energy, man, like more positive or more helpful out here?
Shit, hell no.
Yeah,
straight up. Mean in a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Selfish in a motherfucker.
Yeah. And that shit going around
rapid too, dog. Man, they think COVID
coming back.
Everybody want to get over on a motherfucker. That shit just everywhere. And I just don't understand it. Like, you know, I sometimes I'll be tripping, fam, when I be hearing niggas say they so hood and they so down for the hood and gangster. Shit, you know, I don't knock a nigga, but ain't that, you know, from where I'm from, that's the obstacle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's to get out of that shit, nigga. You know what I mean? Right. Scared of that shit, but
Shit. Nigga know what come with that lifestyle. That's why I be tripping on some of these niggas. They so street and they so, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, that's the option. You're supposed to go through that shit. Stop acting like that.
I agree with you. And that's real, too.
Yeah, man. A lot of that shit going around, man. Everybody want to be street. Everybody want to sell dope. Don't nobody want to get an honest pay no more. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy.
And like I said, I know certain people in certain situations, man, how you got to do what you got to do, too. But when you do got the opportunity, man, to be able to, do it legal, then I'm always say go legal. Go get your legal paper. You know what I mean? I understand people going to get it however they going to get it. Understand that. But I'm always say go get your legal bread, man, because you ain't got to look over your shoulder. When you getting that legal bridge, you ain't got to look over your shoulder, man. You ain't got to do things, you know, that's going to put yourself in situations that's going to cause a lot of pain, trauma, stress. Or you're going to get stressed getting paper legally, too. Legally, this going to stress your ass out getting legal paper, too, because you got all kind of rules and regulations and bosses. It don't matter if you got your own business. It's going to stress you out, too. It just comes with money. But do it legal, man, because, you know, right now, man, that ain't even a game to be going to prison and all of that type of stuff, man, for selling dope and pushing these type of things, man. You could put that mind frame into so much more. The doors is wide open for you to do whatever the hell it is you want to do. And like I tell people, hey, if you can slay dope, you can do that type of stuff. Man, do you know what you could do if you put that energy and direct that energy into something away from that, like into something legal? And you'll be just as successful, if not more, because you're doing it legal and you ain't got to look over your shoulder. You ain't got to sneak and hide. You can do it right out in the open like you want to. But sometimes I think, man, a lot of people get used to that money too, or when that income or that lifestyle, and don't want to make that transition. Then some people do. Some people make that transition, they keep their hands in both pots. You know what I mean? But it's a lot more people that just want to, a lot of younger people that just want to do that. And that's where we got an issue and got a problem. And if they around me, remember Big Mike, we spoke about this. If you around your what they call big homie, big bro, or something like that, man, and he's motivating you and your younger males, if he's motivating you to throw your life away like that, man, that's not somebody that you need to be around like that. That's not somebody that you need to be really just taking advice from like that on those type of things, because he should never want to tell you to go throw your life away. Should never want to tell you to go throw your life away, bro, because your life is valuable, and you can do so much more than be out in the streets, than hustling. Too much opportunity out there, Big Mike, man. Now, I don't be telling them to go hustle, pick up those sacks and nothing like that. Now, that ain't, it can't none of them tell you. I told them to go this. Yeah, if you go get your money, you go get your money. How you going to get your money, man? But it's a whole better life out there. It's a whole better way. You never know what you might, if you ain't even found what you interested in or what you want to do in life, right? If you start paying attention, start sitting down researching some of these things, you might find something, man, they find something that they interested in, get into it. And then, man, they never look back. You know what I mean? They get on the right path, do things, doors open up for them, man. They end up going, experiencing all kind of stuff. And that's how it works. But that ain't the game no more. That street shit, man, and doing all that ain't the game no more. That shit done. I mean, it's you're going to still be able to get it. It ain't going to never go nowhere. It ain't going to never be all the way gone, ever. It ain't going to never go nowhere, man. But that's the real game is outside of that. The real game is much bigger.
Yes, sir.
The real game, much bigger. And the mental game, too, you got to think about it, Mike. If you stuck in that side right there, how can you prepare yourself for the mental game that you got to play, I mean, that you got to go through over here? The mental warfare that you got to go through over here to be, like, say, a law-abiding citizen, to not punch somebody in the mouth if they short you while you a cash register and they short you some money and you got to have your manager stop them, you know, on the streets or something, you might punch them in the mouth, you know, or die. You can't do that type stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you can't approach these people like you would if you're doing that. So you think sometimes that might, you think a lot of people sometimes might be fearful of having to leave that whole lifestyle alone and what comes with it. And they think, why go do that? Because I can make more money doing this and live like this versus not making that much money and going over here and not being able to live that type of lifestyle. You think it got something more to do with that? Or what you think? What's your thought? Or why a lot don't want to give it up? What you think why they don't want to give it up?
I would say, let me see, it'd be a lot of shit. Some niggas don't hustle or do what they got to do for their family. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Like, why you, some of them that still in, you know, doing that in the game, selling the drugs, selling the dope. That's what they do. They really ain't trying to do nothing else. But got opportunities around them where they could. Well, while you think some of them might not want to come out of selling drugs and stuff to coming over to, you know what I mean, the legal side of it. Or the legal side of life, or the dollar.
Well, this generation said they glorifying it. It ain't about a hustle now. They doing it just to say they sell dope.
Mm.
You know, okay. Back then, we knew we were hustling. You know what I'm saying? We knew why we were doing. We wanted them new sneakers. Shit.
Yeah. So you saying it's more or less now, it's more or less a clout thing? Like, they say clout. They use the word clout. We say, like I said, we say high side and all kind of stuff. Now they say clout. So you think more is more like a clout thing, like the guns. And see, I broke down people. A lot of people didn't understand what Femo Nation 30 mean, right? And Femo Nation, of course, Femo, F-A-M-O means family around me only. Nation, right? So the 30 is our nonprofit, and this is where it came in. I don't know if I told you this before, Mike, but it goes with kind of like with what you're saying. When I first got back, you know, and started getting out and being out moving around with people, I noticed that a lot of these young cats was packing 30-round clips. Like, everybody had extended clips hanging out their pockets. And at the place that I started, you know, working at, everybody used to come around with these 30-round clips pulling out, man. And one day I was just like, hit me. I was like, man, so you mean to tell me y'all can go get a 30-round clip and fill it with 30 shells? What really your vision is to use them bullets against somebody that look like me. But then on the other hand, we can't go buy 30 free meals and give it out to 30 free kids or 30 free people. Like, that's bogus. So me, I was like, nah, man, something got to change. We got to make that mindset change. And everybody loves numbers, right? Everybody loves numbers and these type of things. So, boom, there go your 30. And we said we're going to at least do 30. That's why we say just at least 30. We don't just do 30. We do way more than 30, but 30 we gonna hit every time. Why? Because that right there, it was sad to me. Like, you had young men that would pack these 30s with full clips, but then we're not buying no food for the kids living two doors down that's hungry, that ain't eating. And it ain't eating because, you know what I mean, they parents blowing off the money. Things might be tight. Things might be tight, and they know it. They see it. They don't even, or they might not, because they not really caring about what's going on now, man. But that 30, to fill it up with 30 rounds, 30 bullets, And we already said, you know, we be real. We don't be fake on the show. We be real. So them 30 bullets, your division of who you using them bullets against, it's a person that look just like me. That can't be the mindset. Mm-hmm. And I can actually say, man, it's people that still got, you know, extended clips. I don't see as much of them no more. You know what I mean? I don't see much of them as more as I did like that. Not saying anything, just in my view, in my surroundings. You know, I know people got them, but you don't see them all more like a trophy piece like that. But it was just crazy to me. And they always say, my daddy always taught me, man, if you're going to do something, you know, make it mean something and be true about it. So when I tell people about that Femo Nation 30, I think that's the same thing like what you're saying. A lot of them cats, man, you know, had those guns because a younger guy told me that. He said the younger females, that get him more females around her when he got his gun. And that blew my mind. I was like, what? You talking about what? And I know the guy younger, he's a younger dude. So when he told me that even more blew my mind. Like, so you mean to tell me these girls are attracted to you because you got the pistol with the extended clip and they not asking you, hey, man, what's your vision on who you using them bullets against? You know what I mean? Like, man, this shit blew my mind. But Mike, like, I ain't gonna lie, it just opened. I was like, whoa, for real? Like, nah, that's all wrong, man. That's all wrong. And I ain't judging nobody nothing, but that mindset, man, can't have that type of mindset. That ain't gonna get us there. Can you believe that, though, Big Mike? And that's true story. Facts. True story, facts, man. I was told that, and you know, the cat get chicks. Ain't gonna lie to you. He get chicks. So, he ain't lying. And I just couldn't believe that. I don't pack a 30-round clip. That's probably why I ain't got 20, 30 of them following me around everywhere, but I'm cool with that. Just saying. What you think, Big Mike? You think it's kind of like that, like how Cass was using the extended clips kind of for, like, the cloud and the, you know what I mean, that people see, you know, I got 30. You know what I mean? You think it's kind of like that with the dope gang, like some of them is in it because that's kind of like for they, you know, it helps they clout, that type of clout they can get.
Yeah. Shit, motherfucker, crazy.
I don't shoot a nigga that many times, man. It should be crazy, man. And that's just the thing. I feel like this too. More peace, cause I'm non-violent, man. I don't live violent life no more, man. I'm non-violent. This got to, but non-violent though, man. But definitely, man. If you're gonna be out in the streets, man, be smart out here. Before they get ready to put us out, be smart out here, man. Keep your eyes and ears open, man. But be smart out here. And just know that everybody got somebody to go back home to. And you got a choice. You can do it or you ain't got to. You know what I mean? You can harm that person. You don't have to. You can walk away from certain stuff. It was a point in time, man, where it didn't matter who you was, man. If you brought it, I was going to give it to you. I was going to give it to you however I had to. If you brought it to me, I was going to protect myself. Never back down from nothing, nobody. I still never back down from nothing, but now do it in a different way. I use my head and I do it in a different way, man. And usually I put that energy into certain ideas that help me push forward in life. So I'm like with Big Mike, you ain't always got to pull no gun, man. You ain't even always got to fight. You can use your head and be smart. So if you're out here on the streets and you can do this shit out here on the streets, I don't care. You can get mad, whatever you want to do. I say this, there's much money that people been getting out here on the streets. Should have been in some damn parks or some event centers or something going on around here, man. Should have been, you know what I mean, something going on. We should have something out here because you're taking a lot of money from the community. You've been taking a lot of money from the community for a lot of years. If you just getting into the game or you've been in the game, you got to look at it like that. Now this coming from the mister, from the king on my side, on my viewpoint, how I feel about it. You out here getting it like that, and you getting this money, and you hustling, and you doing your thing, and you eating good, and you living good, and you doing that, and that shit should be a reflection back in your community as well, because that's where you're getting your money from. You ain't getting your money from another state off that shit. You getting your money from right here. That's why I can't feel bad when certain shit happen, because that's the lifestyle you choose to live. That's the lifestyle you choose to live. But damn, if you look down all these streets and all these blocks and you ain't put nothing back, forget helping people with this and helping people with that. Nah, man, that's to make your ego feel good. All that money people that made off that hustling around here, man, could have been and put up a learning center. We could have been and put our money together, you know what I mean, and made some stuff happen, bought a couple pieces of property or some of these buildings around here that's vacant, could have been and did that and did something like that if that's really what we was really on. But nah, that ain't what we on. It's just take. But at some point in time, you got to give back. At some point in time, man, you got to give that back. And that's what I always thought was crazy about the game, man, was a lot of people will hustle and make hella money. Hella money. You know, make the hella money is hustling. Be having a night. But you look around them like, damn, dog, you ain't fixing up your mama house. You know what I mean? Like, y'all ain't made no community garden. Y'all ain't bought no lot and turned it into a community garden like that, a big official garden to where even if it's rain, somebody might be a little older, might be able to sit out there or something like this. So I'm like, damn, okay. But everybody is this and everybody is that, but it's a whole lot of money, you know, a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. That's what the song said, right? Everybody getting money. Everybody getting money from the hustle game. But what's really happening out here? Where's that money really going? The fuck is that money going on? Shoes and clothes and shit like that? So you mean tell me we're going to take all this money from our people? From the shit that we selling and pushing out here, and our people could be people from the whole damn community, right? Black folks, white folks, Mexicans, brown, Spanish, everybody, right? We taking money from our people. And then we gonna put that shit off in the shit that don't matter. See, that's why sometimes, you know, that you separate yourself from your way of thinking and your mind frame. And that's how my mind frame is. How we gonna keep taking from the community, taking all this money, but we ain't got no plans on putting none of this money back into the community so we can make a better way possibly for the next people? Nah, I ain't with that. You know what I mean? I can't be with that because that don't make no damn sense to me, man. That don't make no sense. Why are we going to take the money from the people? Like, all right, let's just use Muskogee as an example. I'm just using Muskogee as an example, not saying that this happens or don't happen. None of that. I'm just using an example. All right, so I'm in Muskogee. I'm hustling, doing my thing, and I'm balling, right? Doing my thing down here, balling, but I'm hustling, balling. I done made all this money doing all these things in here. But I ain't really just did nothing for the city, like really just nothing for the community other than, you know, typical type stuff or stuff that other people doing because they don't have the type of funds that I got now that I'm hustling and doing these type of things. Not saying this is true. Just saying this is an example. Whatever part-time you come in on this story, not saying this is what's happening. This is a using example. All right, but I ain't never giving back, man. At some point in time, I would feel that you would come to a crossroads like, damn, I done took a whole lot, man, from the people. I done took a whole lot. I done pushed a whole lot of death, destruction out here. At some point in time, you got to look at it like, man, I got to give back, man. At some point, even if you ain't really did too much wrong, I ain't really did a whole lot of that just too much wrong like other people done did out here as far as in terrorizing the city in that type aspect than I do, but I still had that on me too. Like, man, you could do something. You could do something. So I just don't see the benefit of like hustling and coming up and doing all of that in the same streets that you driving up and down every single day you don't really have a heart for. You just got a heart for that dollar. You just got a heart for that money. You just want that money. So you can shine, you can do your thing and all that, but you ain't really got no heart for the people. And you ain't really got no heart for the city. But it look, you know what I mean? And people do this though, Big Mike, and it look good. It look good, but I ain't smelling. I ain't buying it, but it do look good. Because when you do got it like that, man, you'll see you give back, man. And I'd be like, damn, a lot of these people must have didn't grow up watching the old gangster movies and shit like that, man, or something like that. Because them type of suckers, man, they gave back. Not just on turkey days and shit like that, man. You know, they invested in other people's businesses and got helped other people get businesses around them, official businesses started up and running and these type of things. I'm like, what type of gangster movies and mob movies did y'all grow up watching? I hope it wasn't just Belly. Because that's going to have, yeah, that'll have them all twisted up and crazy, man. But that's kind of what it is. You dig what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I'll be looking at a whole lot of stuff like that when it comes to that point. You brought us a good topics on that end, man. Big Mike, too, on that. Two, man, on the next show, I got to say, though, man, on the next show we got coming up, we getting into our moment of history segment. So we will be breaking down, man, more of black history. We're going to put it on you, man. And like I said, I like to go and, man, I've always been a researcher, Big Mike, man. I love researching. So I've dived deep into it. And especially when you get into those slave letters, man, these are firsthand accounts, right? And you got to take it that at these times, the context that these reporters did with them, the words, how they written, exactly like how the people was talking. And my thing is, too, a lot of them, and there's been some movies made about them, too, but a lot of them ex-slaves and them first-hand accounts gives you a real good feel, man, of the mindset and the mind frame of those slaves and those ex-slaves at that time from coming out of slavery. You know what I mean? It kind of it fill in the pieces that's missing if you just go and research just what they give you. It fill in those dots and those pieces, and it takes sometimes because some of them, when everybody think when they went right, when slavery was done and they freed the slaves, that all the slaves just left and everybody just ran off the plantations. Well, that did happen for a lot of slaves. A lot of slaves did run off the plantations and go to freedom, but a lot of them didn't. A lot of them chose to stay on the plantation and them type of things and live there. And the slave owners, well, the plantation owners, but they became men, no more slave owners. They did a different type of thing, and they made them start basically contracting their work. And when they start contracting, they work. Let's just, you know, for lack of a better term, when they start contracting, they work and having them sign these, that's when they was getting them for the labor. So they still kind of was enslaved because they wasn't paying them what they should be for the type of labor. And most times the contracts is bogus, you know, all this type of stuff. But it's a lot of history off in there, man. That's why I said if we just talk about the starting five all the time, we'd never get off into none of that. We'd never get off into a lot of that, man. And that's my thing. I like to see a lot more movies. And when we do black history, put a lot of more black history up there. And let's just see what happens. Let's just see how much minds and how many little kids and people that'll be inspired by a different set of starting five. Not taking away from the starting five we got, but let's put in the second string now. Let's let the second string get some game. Big Mike, anything you want to say before we get out of here, man?
Oh, man, just keep it real, whatever thing you do, man. Even if you lose, even if you start losing, just keep going, man. Don't never give up.
That's real. Straight up, man. Big Mike. Appreciate Big Mike, man. Big shout out, man. The Jag the Official. And also, big shout out to Wild Dallas, man. Y'all already know the Dirt Kings. I got to say real quick, man. Man, we rock with a whole lot of companies, man. And they are official companies, you dig? We get you to plug on a lot of different things. All these companies, man, we work with. Some of them have products. You know what I mean? We can get you a discount. We can get you plugged in directly with them. One of them is the Travel Brawl, man. Holler at me. I got to connect for the Travel Brawl. I can connect you in. And a lot of people's asked me what the Travel Brawl is. Well, when you get the link, you go in there and you can check it out, man. And this Travel Brawl got different pockets on her that you can put your certain things in your bra and all these type of different stuff for when you moving around different certain situations. You ain't got to worry about losing certain things. Boom, fam, bing. You got the Travel Brawl. And fellas, men, they also got travel boxes. Same thing, man. Different little spots where you can put certain things, right? It's in Travel Bra, the anti-theft genius, every woman for every adventure. A lot of women be out moving around doing their thing. So the Travel Bra, free shipping orders. I got your plug. Excuse me. You can get on it. Got a jewelry pocket on your left side. You got a jewelry pocket on your right. I ain't going to tell you the rest because you might get it. And I don't want nobody to fill up on your breast and try to get your stuff out your pocket, right? So, man, definitely cool. I'll be posting links of it all the time, man. And like this Travel Bra is the ideal bra for traveling with hidden pockets, cash, jewelry, cards, and drop-down pocket for passport. Designed for comfort, the Travel Bra has super soft fabric and bindings, no scratchy labels, no wire and wire straps. Our award-winning design uses fabrics that are wickable, breathable, machine washable, and so, so comfortable to wear, man. That's the Travel Bra. Work with a lot of different companies, man. Got to get it in, man, because that's what pay the bills. So big shout out to them. Also, man, your pleasure toys. I know it's a lot of people out there that like their sexual toys and these type of things. So you can go to yourpleasuretoys.com. I got you, yourpleasuretoys.com. You can go to it, get on there, check out. They got a lot of different products. If you want any of the products, and prices is not bad on there, man. The prices ain't bad at all. It ain't like they expensive and real high. So you definitely can get on there at yourpleasuretoys.com. Anything that you see on there, like you say, if you want, I got a link. You can holler at me. I got you. It's same for Split Peaches. SplitPeaches.com. Big shout out. Beef Octane. Can you handle it? Can you handle it, man? The Beef Octane. Beef jerky. Man, check this out. They got deals, man, with your free shipping as well. With orders that's over $75. You get a military and first responder discount. And that's what I like right there because they threw in them first responders as well. Them people do a hard job out here, man. Beef Octane, hand carved, brisket cut, the most tender jerky you'll ever love, man. Shop now, man. So you can go to beefoctane.com. Holler at me and I'll hook you up, man. Go to my social media page. I'll post it on there, man. They got the turkey jerky, the chicken jerky, the bacon jerky, the beef jerky, man. All going down, man. And if you like spicy shit, I don't. They got the mango habanero. The mango habanero. So Beef Octane's unforgettable jerky. It is true when they say that all jerky is not created equal. Especially when it comes to Beef Octane's award-winning turkey. Our beef is hand-carved, brisket and cut with each bite. You'll enjoy the tenderness while savoring the insane amount of flavor. What makes our jerky better? Each bag of jerky comes with a flosser pick. Yeah, that's right. I said that. A flosser pick. Nothing worse than running into your lady, man, and you got a hunk of meat in your teeth. So, got a flosser picker for you. Beef Octane. Y'all already know, man. Till next time, baby. We out of here. Chill.